We left off earlier this week with the position of the Bahag, the second position of the Bahag. In the world of Sfiras HaOmer, that long Tosfos and Menachas Daf Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, Rabbi Ganak mentioned yesterday that Tosfos has some discussion about this in Masechus Megillah as well. You remember that the first position of the Bahag was about counting during the day, and the second position of the Bahag, which Tosfos speaks of only very briefly, which is our focus, is a question of you miss a day. Bahag says, Tosfos quotes, again, in our editions of the Halachas Gedolos, it does not seem to appear, but Tosfos and other Rishonim quote at the very end that Tosfos Samach Vav Amud Aleph, or Pasav Halachas Gedolos, Hipsik Yom Echad, Velo Safar Shuv Eino Sofer. You missed a day, you're out. You counted day one, day two, day three, day four, five you missed. Bahag holds you count during the day, that counts. But if you miss the night of five and the day of five, don't bother counting six. We don't do that. What we do is we do continue to count, but we don't make a bracha. And why is that? The Bahag wouldn't have counted six, seven, eight at all. But Tosfos says, we disagree with the Bahag. Tema gadalu v'lo yitachen. Tosfos says it's absolutely absurd, untenable. They can't even bring themselves to tell you why, what's so upsetting. Almost like they're so upset. Every time I look at that Tosfos, we're like so upset at the Bahag. How can you say such a thing? They almost can't even get the words out. The Rosh already, at the end of the period, Balatosis. So he quotes Tosfos, he quotes the Ri, gives the name. It's the Ri, Balatosis, great-grandson of Rashi, one of the founders of Balatosis, nephew of Antam. He's the one who attacked the Bahag. And the Rosh explains, the problem is, but every day is a new mitzvah. In other words, the Bahag, apparently, held that it's all one big mitzvah. And the Ri says it's not true. Every day is its own mitzvah. So I missed the doing a mitzvah yesterday. I don't therefore choose to miss it today. Rachamal Etzlan, a Jew, woke up too. He missed Sosma Kriyashma for Shacharis yesterday. He's not therefore going to may as well sleep in today. Adarabba. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to make sure I'll daven vasikin today. Just because I missed a mitzvah yesterday, therefore I should stop doing it. That doesn't sound very Jewish. And the Prima Gadim, as you saw, in his comments in the Magen Avraham, Siman Tav Peites, the Siman about the Din of Sfiras HaOmer, he explains, yeah, you make a bracha every single day. Obviously, every single day is a new mitzvah. That's why you're making a new bracha. Raya Berura to the position of the Ri against the Bahag. If you make a bracha every single day, must be every single day is a new mitzvah. Must be that if you miss a day, you miss yesterday, that doesn't mean you should skip today. So what we do halacha ma'isa Shulchan Aruch says to do is Siman Tav Peites Sif Ches, is if you missed a whole day, night and day, so continue counting beyond, but without a bracha. Continue counting because the Ri and other Balayatos is held that the one day is independent of the next. But on the other hand, don't make a bracha because according to the Bahag, you shouldn't count at all. So we're going to be machmer like both positions. We'll count. But in deference to the Bahag's position, Safik Brachas HaHakel, we're not going to make a brach. But Taka, what's Taka Pshat? The Tema Gadol Yivilo Yitach. What's Taka Pshat in Bahag? Let's begin to sketch. I said, as we saw in the previous sugi before Pesach of Haseb and Afikoman, whenever you have a din that lies at the crossroads, the intersection of two different concepts, so typically, you're going to try to figure out there's a problem. Maybe the problem yields either to analysis of this or that. Is it a machlekes in the nature of afikomen? If not, maybe it's machlekes in the nature of haseva. So you can go two ways here also. And here we'll see both may be fruitful. Shechter has in Simon Gimel of Eretz Tzvi, one of the four kuntresim that he has of the Torah of the Rav in Eretz Tzvi, put together what the Rav said about Birkas HaMitzvahs over the course of years and years of Shiurim. And he presents two different approaches that the Rav had to solving Tosfos's, the Rosh's, the Prima Gadim's Kasha against the Bahag. The second one, which we'll get to not today, we're not even going to start today, the second one has to do with the nature of Sfiras HaOmer, something Rabbi Ganak already touched on
yesterday. But the what we begin with is maybe there's something to do with the nature of Birkas HaMitzvahs. And the Rav pointed out that there are other, this isn't the only curiosity in the world of Birkas HaMitzvahs. As Prima Gadim said, how could it be every day the Hag thinks that it's all one mitzvah and yet you're making 49 separate brachas? How are you talking? Too many brachas. Too many brachas. There's also, there are cases where there are too few brachas. We'll get to that. And that's charosas. But first let's talk about a case where the bracha seems to be oddly powerful. And that's, take a look at the Rush in Arvei Pesachim, Simen Chaf Hei. The Rosh is commenting on a Gemara in the beginning of, at the top of Kuf Yudal of Beis Narvei Pesachim. The Gemara is the Brisa, the top of Kuf Yudal of Beis, talking about Maror. One of the comments the Brisa makes is that you don't have to eat the Maror Bevas Achaz Achol Lachatzoin. The Brisa, the top of Kuf Yudal of Beis Pesachim. I ate the Maror in bits and pieces, a little bit of a mouth. I didn't have the whole Kazayas at once. A little bit, another little bit, another little bit. That's fine. You don't have to eat it all in one gulp. Bilvad, that you have it toch kedei achilas pras. You have to have it within a couple of minutes. Whatever exactly the shear of kedei achilas pras is, now is not the time for that conversation. But within a reasonable period of time, within over the course of a couple of minutes, you have to eat all the mouthfuls over the course of a couple of minutes, add up to kedayis, then you are yotze. So the Rosh wants to know, well, who? Why do you need a kazayas? The implication also of Mishnah, the second paragraph of Sahar, is that you need a kazayas. Why do you need a kazayas? So the Rosh appears to say the following. He says, well, you have to need a kazayas of Marar because we're saying a bracha. What's the bracha? Al achilas Marar. He says, you don't need a kazayas for the karpas, unlike the Rambam, who holds that karpas also require a kazayas. The Rosh says, you don't need a kazayas for karpas, for the urakos. At the beginning of the Seder, all you said is the Bor Priya Adama. But here you said Achila. Al Achila Smar, Achila. Kazayas. You know, I have to read Halacha Yisina, even by the Raisas. Achila means Kazayas. So you say a Birk, the Birk Samit, you say Achila. Achila Smar, you need to have a Kazayas. How's that sit with you? Does that follow? Yes, the Shaka Zaryeh. The Gedolei Achronim, he wrote a sefer on sugyas that's in the form of a tshuva sefer. But it's hard to imagine that you know anyone was practically asking him these shilas. But it's organized as a tshuva. It's simanim on different marachas and different topics. Simen Kuf, mostly Arachayim. Simen Kuf is about achilas mar, and specifically Simen Kuf, he digs into this rush. And he has a whole slew of different angles on the Rush. The very, very end of Simen Kuf in the Shagas Aryeh, he asks a series of three murderous kashas against the Rush. Tema. Tema. Od yesh lo smoa. He says, Tema. He says, I don't understand. Number one. I understand. Why do we have a kazayas? Why do you have to have a kazayas of Marar? Well, because the Nusach HaBracha says Achilas Mar. Says that's the cart before the horse. So, I understand. Meaning, fundamentally, Marar really shouldn't require kazayas. But since Chazal put the word Achila in the bracha, say it would. Yeah, you have to make sure you're saying something true. Mechzik is shikra. Otherwise, this is really, I understand. So, number one, says the Chazal should have just written a different bracha. That seems backwards. So why didn't you say al mitzvah smar? That you wouldn't have to have a kazayas. Isn't that strange? And then he says, more so, the bracha doesn't sound accurate. We were vitzivanu al achila smar. If fundamentally the din of mar is just to have a bite, so there is no tzivu of achila smar. And then finally he says, plug it back into the Brisa. The Brisa says that you can have the Amara over the course of a series of small mouthfuls as long as you succeed in having a Kazayas over the course of a few minutes of Kedei Achilas Pras, implying
if you didn't eat an entire kazayis over the course of a day after this prize, what do you have to do? Start again. But why? The Shagazari says, according to the Rosh, you already had some maror. But your bracha isn't accurate. So it's too late. You already made the bracha and you messed up. But you don't say maror. So Shagazari says, I don't understand the Rosh. The simple pshat is you need a kazayis because achilas, because it's a din of achilas maror. But the Rosh is makes it sound like really maror doesn't require achilas because the bracha says achilas. Bracha. It seems so backwards. Again, we unpacked in three different specific kashas, but fundamentally, it's one kasha. What's going on? So maror, the bracha seems to be oddly powerful. Almost like this. Again, the cart before the horse. It seems like the bracha is dictating how you do the mitzvah. What does that mean? And then, they said, by Svira Sa'omer, it seems like there are too many brachos. That was that we Prima Gadim understood the kasha and the ba'ad. If it's only one mitzvah, why are we making 49 brachas? Either make the bracha the first night, maybe make the bracha the last night, but make one bracha. I do, bedikas chametz in my house, I make one bracha, and I check all the rooms, and I check all the cars. One bracha covers all. I'm putting up 10 mezuzahs in the house I'm moving in, 20 mezuzahs, make one bracha, and put up all the mezuzahs. So I'm just saying, make one bracha, and then do all the spheros. Make the bracha the first night, and start counting. No. Strange. So, Isfiras HaOmer, it seems like there are too many brachas. In Maror, the bracha just seems oddly powerful. And then Charoses, there is a disappearing bracha. There seems like there isn't enough. How do I mean? It says, you saw, going back to the Mishnah quote, stepping back in Amma to Kuf Yudala Amin Aleph, the second of the two Mishnahs, Kuf Yudala Amin Aleph, mentions Mozo Kos Rishon. What happens after the first kos? And it mentioned you bring out the ka'ara, including the charoses. And then Blazer Tzadik says it's a mitzvah. Tanakama says you bring out the charoses, alpha pisha ain't a mitzvah. Blazer Tzadik says no, it's a mitzvah. So we have a machlokes tanam in the Mishnah, Tanakama, Blazer Tzadik, Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph, is charoses a mitzvah or not? And what's the most obvious problem? We'll get there. Even more obvious than that. Even more obvious. Just basic. The Tanakhama, the Gemara asks this question. Rabbanan says Charos is a mitzvah. Okay. Tanakhama says it's not a mitzvah, yet you have to bring it. Yeah, what do you mean? Make up your mind. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Right? So the Gemara explains the Kuf Tezayim now, because the Gemara by the time you get to the only Kuf Tezayin, we get to the end of the Mishnah of Charoses. Top Kuf Tezayin, as you saw, the Gemara is bothered when it's not a mitzvah, why bring it? So the Gemara, and then if you have to bring it without a mitzvah, what's added by being a mitzvah? What's the machlokas? So the Gemara, as you saw, the Gemara explains that not a mitzvah means that you need to bring it for what purpose? No, that's if it is a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you need to bring it mishum kafa, right? There's some sort of health concern with the maror, and there's something in the maror that may be, if not toxic, at least cause indigestion. So you need to neutralize, make the maror safe for consumption by dunking into charoses. So that's a tanakam. You have to have charoses as a practical health matter. Oh, okay. So the Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadik says it's more than just a health matter, more than just mishum kafa. It's actually a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Zecher le something, right? The Bavli already has two opinions. Either zecher le tapuach, it reminds us of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in hidden ways, takas ha-tapuach ha-ratich, HaKadosh B'Klaisol were successfully fertile, even raised families despite the tzaras of Mitzrayim, or it's zecher le tit, zecher to the shibud. That zecher le tit is why you want to be thick, zecher le tit is why you want to have, you know, stringy strands of spices, broken up cinnamon, other things. Give me another 30 seconds. Tosas adds two more layers of zecher. They call Yerushalmi zecher ladam. That's why we have wine. That's why we add more wine right before we use it. So earlier in the Seder, it's thick like tit, but at the end, you add more wine to zecher ladam. And they say from the Gaonim,
Tosis quotes a fourth layer of Zecher, is Zecher to the various fruits that Klal Yisrael are compared to in Shir HaShirim. So it captures those elements of Avos Hashem. That's why if you put all the four Shitas together, you have a very, very rich recipe. But there's something else going on that Akiva had mentioned. Another nafkamina in whether or not it's a mitzvah should be a bracha. And does the Rambam say that? Maybe. In the Pirush Mishnayis, he does. Pirush Mishnayis, on this Mishnah, he says, we don't, according to Elizabeth Tzadik, should make a mitzvah, a bracha. Achilas Haroses, we don't make that bracha. That's because we don't pass like Elizabeth Tzadik. Ain't a halach. We don't pass like him. The problem is, like Mishnah points out, in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam agrees that you don't make a bracha. You see, not only in when he initially quotes Charosis and Zayin Yadav, but even later in Parakhes, when he gives you the whole system of how you actually do a Seder, he never mentions, he talks a lot about Charosis. The Rambam thinks you dip everything in Charosis, everything except Karm Pesach. The Karpas goes to Charosis, the Matzah goes to Charosis, not just the Mar, but there's a lot of dipping in Charosis, but there's never a bracha. However, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah clearly paskins like Laz Reb Tzadik. He says, he opens by saying, Charosa is a mitzvah divrei sofrim, but there's no bracha. So, maror, the bracha of, in the rush, maror, the bracha of maror has unusual power, strangely disproportionate power, like the bracha is determined what the mitzvah is. What does that mean? Svir Saomer, there are too many brachas. According to Baha, we should only make one bracha, not 49. Meal by Charosas, there's too few. If the Rambam changed his mind when he got older, which is fine, but now he rethought the sugya, decided we should pass the laws of tzaddik, but he dropped the bracha. In other words, the Rambam changed his mind on two issues: who do we pass in like, and would your blood of tzaddik warrant a bracha? But why did that second point change? Tosis already explains why you should pass the laws of tzaddik. Good, but then what happened to the bracha? Rambam made a good point: the mystery of the disappearing bracha and charoses. Three different mysteries of Birkas HaMitzvahs, which we'll see will all come together. Hopefully, with an insight into Birkas HaMitzvahs, we'll be able to solve all these three problems.